Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And we are back with Beach & Company. Mary has been on hold. We'll go back to her in just a second. But we're asking people use race for their own agenda. They may start off with a good, righteous reason of seeing a racial animus. And then suddenly, oh, there's something to be gained by me being a part of it. And they show up at every scene where there's any accusation of black against white or white against black. And that's what they do. It becomes their avocation and their job, and it can be very lucrative. And what about hate crimes? So he was willing to pull the trigger and let happen what happened, whatever it would be, if people bought the fact that he was beat up because of his race and his gender identity and all kinds of things. He didn't care what happened. And what he was looking for was a raise. I find that despicable. If he is found guilty, I hope they throw the book at him. Let's go back to Mary. Thanks for holding, Mary. Let's continue our conversation.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I like the bit about Rush Limbaugh. I love him. But I don't agree with him sometimes, but
it's all right. You can love it and not agree with it every time. Well, that's natural. Yep.
The thing is, I'm glad everybody's highlighting that police chief, because the city of Chicago and any city that has a predominantly large black population should consider what that police chief did. He really prevented a lot of horror and death. Can you imagine what would have happened in Chicago? If this guy would have gotten away with it.
Well, look what we saw in Ferguson, and look what we saw in Baltimore,
right,
where we had things flying around. A lot of things turned out to be untrue. Sure.
But the bad part is that's the fault of the media. I think they should be held. They should be on trial also as an accomplice, because the media almost enabled him to get away with this. But the fact, you can't, the genie's out of the bottle. You can't put back. He wouldn't be able to rebuild those. He wouldn't be able to return lives or, damage done and people being hurt, maybe not killed, but hurt and damaged, and the reputation of people because of this.
Well, we've seen it in the past where they use examples of things that turned out to be untrue, but they used examples for them to loot and rob and kill in some cases. And that's the residual effect of something like this, using race for your own personal gain.
Right. This is where you probably have a lot of callers. But the thing is, the other thing which I'm stressing, the media should be held accountable, because they are accomplices, and the people should look at this and see. The media has to do their job and not just rush into this. Do what they used to do in the old days, reporters. I admire the print media and people that actually would. They wouldn't just jump on a story.
Yeah, they see. I think today's media wants stories like this.
Right.
It furthers their media goals, and if they can possibly tie it to Trump, why, that's even better, isn't it?
Right. But that's I say, if they could just learn to remember to follow up and do their due diligence, because they could prevent a lot of this, backstepping and whatever you call it.
At least now, with a case like this, if there is anything positive, it shows you that anybody can charge anybody for anything, but you got to step back and look at it and examine it. Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. Let's go to Rick on a cell phone. Rick, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the celebrity that made up the fake story.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, guy obviously, made up a story about government operatives in his trees with computers and they were invisible and people walking around his yard with boots on.
Okay, there we go. Thank you very much. Yeah, you didn't get to it, and neither did I.
No.
The timing was just off by a beat. Here a beat, there a beat, everywhere a beat, beat. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning. Listen, don't have a heart attack on me now.
I'll try not to, Dan. I think I can withstand the firestorm.
I agree with you 100%.
Whoa, I am going to have one.
Pass the nitro tablets.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
You know what? You and I remember the first set of Watts riots in the 1960s, and Rodney King, and now we got this bozo, the actor, who really, I learned a little bit about him. He is from mixed race. Either his mother was white or his father was white and the other was black. And for him to perpetrate this fabrication when he knows his mother and father loved each other enough to create him, and he had to reduce that to what he has just done. He's brought shame to his family. He's hurt his race. If he's identifying as a black man, he has just set that back. There's a lot of proud, very productive black men, and this guy has just hurt the whole thing. The whole psyche of the American public was willing to pick up his banner as a gay man, as a gay black man, and they were willing to defend him. And what he did was make a mockery of everybody and their good intent.
And it's some say it set it back 10 years. And the reason it even happened like it did is he thought he could get away with it, and for a while he was. It's an easy default position to go to because there's a lot of people who want to believe that.
Well, you know what? I think he's a disgrace, but in American history, he's not the first actor to cause great harm. We had John Wilkes Booth.
Of course.
And this guy is just as bad. He's just a disgrace. They should take his show off the air.
I think that what's going to happen now is if it has any purpose of on the plus side, it's that people are going to give a little bit more consideration to, is this a legitimate case or isn't it? Hey, thanks. I managed to to make it through without the heart attack, Dan. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, that's one way to look at it. That's the only positive thing. And you can see where the police chief, who is black, got very unhappy about that. And the judge, by the way, who was black, was very unhappy about it. But just being unhappy about it isn't enough. We have to not make that the default position. Not make that the "see, we told you so, that's the way America is" position, because it isn't like that. This guy felt he needed to do that, and he also felt it was an easy place to go, and it is, because there's a lot of people who want to believe it.
But look at how, you know, this fits the left's playbook. We saw fake accusations, Dr. Blasey Ford, the Covington high school kids,
yeah, right,
and that situation, and now Jussie Smollett. It's the left playbook. We see it. We've seen this play run over and over, and now we know how to stop it.
It's, you know, it's similar to people who claim injustices against them because they can't gain their goals by themselves. They need help. And in order to get help, what if you're black and you're not at the level that you think you should be as an actor or anything else, what better way to get the national attention instantly than claim you were attacked by somebody of a different race? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Hey, here's a deal of the day you're going to want, because I'm going to want it, I'll tell you. Enjoy eating the way the Italians intended until you're full. At Como Restaurant, get $30 off for just $15. So you get $30 worth of goods and services for $15. That's 50% off all your Italian favorites. It's the deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at mybuffaloperks.com. I regularly go to the Como. I love their gnocchi. All their Italian food is good, but their gnocchi is cooked just right. It's really super. Say hi to Frank if you're at the location near the airport, the Niagara Falls Airport. Now, we're talking about Jesse Smollett using race for his own agenda. He used race. He was willing to let people suffer and maybe even, in some cases, die by his story so he could get a raise at work. That's so despicable, it's beyond my comprehension. I want to know how people many times use race for their own agenda. And what about hate crimes in general? Things like that. He's going to get, I hope, if he's found guilty, and certainly seems from what they've told us so far, that it's a pretty easy case. Nobody hires somebody to do an illegal task and pays them with a check. I mean, can you get an extra 5 years for being dumb? I think that might be appropriate. Let's go to Ann in Buffalo. I haven't talked to you in a few days. Ann, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
What's on your mind today, Ann?
Hi. Let me tell you something. I get so tired and wore out with this. Things are not as bad as they perpetrate. As far as between black and white, it really isn't. We have it, but it's not out there in your face. It's like undercover. But everybody really try to get along unless the media is involved in it. And it's a shame that something couldn't be done about these people. I watched news this morning. I don't usually watch news. And I didn't hear not a single person on these stations talking about that. I saw it scroll under the bottom down where they stole that stuff at. I saw it. I would say, I think I said this to you once before, me being born in Jim Crow South, I would think that it would be me that would be full of hatred. When all of my associates or all of my friends, except maybe two, is white. Point blank, no more, no less. When I look at them, I look at them by their name. I don't look at them as to their color.
Bingo.
It is stupid, and I think it's just absolutely outrageous. And something should be done about these people. And the second thing I want to say about all of this is the Democrats and all those folks pushing this stuff because they hate Donald Trump. Black people. Me, I'm black. They should know their history. I'm not talking about slavery and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about that underneath stuff. It was the Democrats who walked hand in hand with the KKK with all of that hatred. I know. I'm 70 years old. So I can remember all of that stuff. They should be ashamed of themselves. Ashamed of themselves. It's just prophecy being fulfilled. That's all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Ann. I love when Ann talks on a subject with us because she cuts right to the quick. She doesn't suffer fools gladly. She tells it like it is and knows her history and knows what she's talking about. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. This says Ann is the best, and that's exactly right. Okay, here's somebody who says, Sandy, I disagree with you today. I think if something very similar happened today, the media would jump on it right again with both feet, and when they're wrong, they never apologize. They are not a party of apologists. They are a party of subsidized, subsidies. Yeah, okay, that's the party they are. They give, they do subsidy with subsidy. They give a lot of stuff to people for free.
Yeah, there you go.
I love Ann, though. I love Ann. I love talking to Ann. Yes, Beamer.
I also love talking to Ann. Let me throw that out there. But a good example of this is look
subsidies,
how
subsidies. I know I can get it right eventually. Go ahead.
Look how MSNBC covered this when it first came out. They were on this. Every show had at least a segment devoted to it. The day it was turned around and they announced that he was wanted for, you know, indictment, MSNBC did not carry it at all that evening. While CNN, Fox News talked about it, a story that broke at 7:57 that night, CNN, Fox News had it on all their night shows. It took MSNBC until 5:10 the next morning to even mention that the Chicago police were looking for Smollett to arrest.
Yeah, well, one thing you got to realize, if you watch enough cable TV especially, you'll see, I don't think they want it to happen, but if it happens, they're not that disappointed because it gives them something to really demagogue, to hit it. And that's what they do all the time. And so to think that they would be, instead of being critical and looking at it with a critical eye and an investigative intent, they kind of, oh, wow, this is a big story. We better go with it as far as we can. And then when it gets turned around, it's not as big a deal to them. They don't come out and say, we screwed up. They don't do that very often at all. So I'm thinking that what this does, and the reason that the chief was as hot as he was, and the reason that the judge was not thrilled either, is this is more than just another crime. It simply would agitate people to the point of them committing crimes further down the road or in the name of this. And when it turns out it's fake and it's phony and it's cheesy too. There's no superior motive in anything like this. The guy wanted a raise. He wanted a raise. Apparently wasn't good enough to get a raise on his own. So why not cause a little racial hatred toward the different races in order for you to get a raise.
Plus, he can get after Trump, who he despises.
Yeah,
as he refers to him as 45.
It's just amazing. It really is amazing how far people will go that don't like Donald Trump.
And he won't be getting that raise or appearing in Empire's final two episodes. This breaking just now, his character, Jamal, has been removed from the final two episodes of Empire.
Empire is going to be Jamal-less?
That's right.
I can't believe it. Well, that's good. I think they're doing the right thing.
If Roseanne could get taken out, he should be taken
out. Yeah, good point. Good point. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Back with Beach and Company, I am Sandy Beach. Tony, are you really lusting after Paula's donuts this morning?
I'm sorry. I saw cannoli-filled donuts, Paula's Donuts Facebook page.
Cannoli-filled?
Yeah.
Well, that would be like a custard, I'm thinking. I like that. That would be good.
It would be so delicious.
If only you had one.
The good thing, too, is proceeds help hospice.
Well, that's nice. Very nice. Why don't you run out and get some during the next commercial stop break? All right, let's see. What do we have? We're talking about people who use race for their own agenda, and this is obviously the case of Jesse Smollett, totally upsetting the police chief and the people of Chicago. You have enough problems that are there that are real problems without adding phony problems that are designed to increase the tension between the races. I find it despicable. I hope that whatever he gets, it's the most he can get for the crimes he's charged with and that they can prove. If they can do it, go after him and make this well known that this is not the sort of thing that's going to be tolerated, because not only is there a crime involved by doing this, he's kind of initiating other people to commit crimes in the name of this. So it's not anything that should be taken lightly. Let's go to David in Lockport. David, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, David. What do you have today?
I have three quick things, if I could.
Sure.
First one, I think this whole meme about it being to get a bigger salary is a creation of Mark Garagos, his attorney, so that we won't be discussing what this was, which is a hate crime, which is never used against black people anyway. It's only used against whites. But anyway, he hates Trump's guts. He hates all of Trump's supporters. I don't think this was for a higher salary. It was for more fame against somebody that he hates.
Plus, he could say, you know, as a black man, I'm underpaid. Maybe other members of the cast make more money than I do. That's a subhead on this. So they probably figure it's a multi-headed monster.
Yeah, and he is in the seven digits, which is a little more than I ever made as an engineer. The second thing I wanted to say, he not only used the mail for his fraud, he put Tylenol powder in there like he was simulating an anthrax attack.
True, yes.
This is that's just like sending somebody a fake pipe bomb, and the feds ought to be all over this clown. And the third thing I wanted to mention, remember a couple days ago you said let's play a game and listen for people who do news updates and refer to Trump's wall?
Yes.
Were you listening to your own WBEN update a couple minutes ago?
I actually didn't have my headphones on. Is that what they said?
Trump's wall. Yeah, your guy.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm fair. I want everybody to be listening, and when they say his wall, ka-ching, they have played their whole card. Okay, hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Tony, you weren't here when we did that.
No.
I said people that do the news, you know, legitimate news people, when they say raising money for his wall instead of our wall, because it's a wall for us. It's a wall for the American people. It's a wall for us to maintain our rules and regulations regarding immigration. So when they say his wall, it shows their bias, right?
Absolutely. Why they feel that they have to try to sway the narrative is a mystery to me. They have to tell you, how to think in such a subtle way as maybe an adjective here or a word here.
And you know, it's amazing when this president decides to do anything, they will tell you why he is doing it. They don't know why he is doing it. They can guess why he's doing it, and he may have said why he's doing it, and that would be legitimate. But if you're just guessing why he is doing it by your own filter, let's put it, your own Trump filter, it just shows your bias. Let's go to who's next? I would think it would be Kevin in Pendleton. Kevin, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, gentlemen. This morning, I almost burst a blood vessel at my job. Guys in the locker room, and they're speaking, and one guy says, I'll take a punch in the face for a couple thousand. I will punch someone in the face if they ask me to for a couple thousand dollars, right? But only if I knew that he wasn't going to the cops. I was flabbergasted, and I said, I have to work with you? Then you're really dumb. I feel unsafe.
Yeah, really. You give him a couple grand, he punch somebody out. That's amazing.
I said the objective here is a false narrative, an agenda. So, only on one condition you will do this, because they will go. If you knew that he was going to the cops, they wouldn't do it. I mean, Sandy, it's frightening, but this is the level of ignorance that we have out here.
That's like saying, I'll commit a crime if I'm guaranteed I won't be caught. You're still willing to commit the crime. Yeah.
Exactly. And you know what? I am saying just like you, if he's found guilty, because they're shaping the narrative here that it's, for a higher raise for the program, for the TV show. But you know what? My fear here, you know, you are a jury is made up of your peers. We're talking about Chicago. It's like you want to find people who has an open mind on that jury. I mean, I would ask them, the first thing I will ask, did you vote for Donald Trump?
And yeah.
If you said no, you're disqualified.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Thanks, Kevin. Thank you very much. Let's take a break, Tony, and we'll be back with more with Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. Got a few texts. The text board is 30930, and when you text us, it goes directly to the giant text screen right in front of me. And sometimes it kills me to read these like this one. I'm on my way to Paula's right now. Tony, we've convinced somebody that it's time to have some Paula's.
Yeah, stop by here on your way back, will you please?
It'd be nice if they dropped out of the trunk on your way by. Here's another. Sandy, I'm 68. In high school, 65, 66, 67, our history teacher, L.L. Cheney, a black man, told us that people who cry racism are the racists. I'll never forget Mr. Cheney's word, and thank you very much. Yeah, he obviously, there are many times when that happens. From the movie, the call is coming from the house. The call of racism is coming from the racist, and that's the way it happens. But they understand, see, the sad part is they understand that if you give out a story like this, there's a real hunger for it in the national press. They love stories like this. They don't necessarily love that a crime happened, but they love having a story like this. It sells papers. It gets interviews. It gets your name out there. And that's the sad part, is that a lot of people are ready to bite on a story like this. And that's why Smollett was one of the reasons why he thought he could get away with it. There's a lot of people that do this sort of thing. And usually you don't hear at the end of the story, when we find out it's not a true story, you don't hear much about that. They'll bury it somewhere in the 15th section of the paper.
That's like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, Rosanna. That was Rosanna.
Emily Latella. Yeah.
It's very funny. Okay, Roseanne Barr got fired for much less. And the leftists in Hollywood, dang them, D-A-N-G. Let's go to Fred in New Mexico. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Fred.
I'd like to regale you with an example from my visit to my mother-in-law, who lived in Jackson, Mississippi, in I would say lower middle class area.
Okay.
And when I was visiting there, I was probably the only white person buying groceries.
Okay.
And I spoke to the people that were in line with me, and they were very nice, very, very friendly, and we got along without any problems. And everybody else that I dealt with down there that was black was the same way. We had no problems. No one ever thought the other one was white or black. But what I did notice was that as the average income went up, there was more of the, the bias.
Yeah, I think it's, hey, I've accomplished more than you have. I've got a better car. I make more money, that kind of stuff. But the real fact is that at a certain level, there's no problems at all. And then as you move up the economic scale, it might be problematic for somebody. Shouldn't be, but I see that is what you're talking about, basically.
Yeah.
So it's too bad. It really is too bad. Because Martin Luther King wasn't just saying judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin, because that's what it's all about. When you're sitting around having dinner with somebody or having a barbecue or going taking a drive or something like that, race doesn't usually play a part of it. It's when it's brought up for an advantage or a disadvantage. And it's usually by politicians and people who want to make a name for themselves by having instant access to the national press.
That's true. because I really had an enjoyable stay down there. I went a few times while she was still alive, my mother-in-law, and it was just the people were all so nice.
Well, I'm glad you had a good experience. Now, you're not going to see that in the press because that doesn't make a good story. However, if while you were standing in line to get groceries, there was a conflict, it would make the local paper. And if it was a big enough conflict, it might make the national paper. That's the way it works, Fred. It's sad but true. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, let me see. Mr. Beamer, do you have a couple of Facebooks for us?
I do. We'll start with Frank, who says, I just don't think he realized the storm. He said a word before storm that I can't say on the air. He could have started, just ramped up the division in this country. Hey, but then again, maybe he does know the damage he did or could have done just following the orders of Maxine to use violence.
Yeah, and if you think about it, that's what they do. They use it as a stepping stone. And that will be the battle. That would have been the battle cry. What happened to this poor actor? He was just minding his own business, and simply because some people who love Trump can't stand him, causes more problems down the line. See, the residual on this is as bad as the crime, and maybe even worse. And that's why they have to make a point. We'll give him a fair trial, but it has to be a harsh punishment if he is found guilty. It has to be, because several people have brought up the U.S. mail part of it. He sent what was supposed to be fake anthrax, I guess. It was Tylenol crushed up. But he sent that in the U.S. mail. This guy made every mistake you can make. He sent that in the U.S. mail. He paid the two guys to beat him up. He paid them in cash. By check. I'm not, you know, I don't have a primer on this, but I'm thinking it might be a better idea to pay in cash. It's not as traceable as a check.
Fits right in with the Democrats. Yeah. Perfect.
How dumb are you? How dumb are you that you would pay with a check? Why not sign it on the back of your picture, too? So they got this guy, and I hope he's made an example of. You have another, please.
I do. We'll go with Thomas, who says, love what Ben Shapiro said. It was a polar vortex in Chicago with temperatures colder than Antarctica. Yeah, two guys in MAGA hats have nothing better to do than harass and beat up Smollett. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's and you get to the point now. First of all, when we first heard this, his name is Jussie Smollett. People go, huh? Who is he? Now, yeah, really. And that's what you would get all the time. Nobody knew who the hell he was. And then all of a sudden it started to go the other way. Well, you know, he is up and coming. People are talking about him. Were they talking about him before this? No. Then you get to the ultimate step of he's big, you know. He is big. He's not big. He wasn't big then, and he's not big now.
I never heard of him until this.
Yeah, nobody did. And that's the point. So it's, you know, what a pathetic, sad thing. You would use your own race to promote violence to get ahead for yourself.
And again, right out of the Les playbook, story breaks, the left overreact. Meanwhile, conservatives sit back, say, let's let this thing play out a little bit before we
overreact,
come to a conclusion,
yeah,
or form an opinion on it. And that's what happens. We wind up like, yeah, okay, we were right, and they overreacted.
And see, it makes us look like we don't care if we want to actually get information on it, study it, get corroborating evidence on it. Did this guy have any problems before? So we don't want to demonize the victim, but as the police said, they were considering him the victim until the evidence showed to them that he wasn't.
This is one of the reasons why I'm so happy that the Covington kids are suing, Washington
yeah.
Post and several others.
Yeah, good.
Oh, I hope they take them all to the cleaners.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's a good expression, take somebody to the cleaners.
Yeah, I love that one.
Don't you like that
I
one?
Always
I
have. Do too. Yeah. It's been around forever.
I know. Well, Mr. Caligiuri, thank you. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.